Hey, After Buzzers, I'm your host, Lena Nori, and Sunday Funday begins now. It is season 4, episode 3 of Botched, and it's called All Twerk and No Play. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, ladies, who's gonna start twerking like Dr. Dubrow? Who's gonna do it? Get up.
All right, just say,
I don't know how to twerk, but hey, guys, welcome back to another episode of Botched. We are talking all twerk and no play. As you can see, we're having a good time here. It is Sunday, and we're enjoying ourselves. And today's episode, we have two different shaped breasts, a collapsed crater breast, and also saline injection. So there's a lot to talk about in today's episode. And before we get into that, I would love for my gorgeous co-host to introduce themselves to you. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stacey Olivas, and you can catch me at Stacey Olivas on all social media.
Hi, everyone. I am Juliet, and you can catch me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet.
Hi, everyone. My name is Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr with 3 R's at the end.
And I am Lena Nori. You can find me on Instagram at Lena Nori and on Twitter at Lena Nori _. And I'm so excited for today's episode. There's just so much to talk about, but of course, we're going to start with our favorite, Dana. So on today's episode, we are going to be going in chronological order. So Dana, she was the one that had the collapsed breast, and it was kind of like cupped up and also two different shapes. So let's start off. What did you guys think of Dana?
It was crazy that just the whole process, just even like the reveal and the whole surgery. I think this season is the most intense surgery we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what, when she was doing her consolation, I wrote down the irony of how last week, how he was talking to the girl who did cosplay about taking out your breast, let it heal for 6 months. This is what Dana did. She took out the breast, waited for a year or 6 months, and there she was. So I thought that was a little interesting how last week he mentioned it was best to do that, and now this time he has a patient who did that.
Yeah, it was. He even mentioned, he was like, well, there's two schools of thoughts. Do it right away or wait. So that's a really tricky decision, especially for someone having to make that decision. And as a patient, if there's no real established order, I think it's just really iffy. So intense surgery for sure.
And I get why she waited 6 months, because she was scared. I would definitely be scared. Like, after that, like, horrific thing that occurred, like, to get another new set of implants in, I would be traumatized. Like, I definitely would wait, too.
So you would stay the way she was staying for that long?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I don't know, to go under the knife again and to go through a whole different surgery again, like, it's just...
Especially how many scar tissue. And how many times you have to go through it, but...
Yeah. I'm actually kind of a hypochondriac, so just in itself, like, I'll have a heart attack if the smallest thing is wrong with me, so I can imagine where the worst case happened to her and she like looks in the mirror. But I can also, and it's so funny because I thought the same exact thing. I was like, last episode they said for her to give it like 6 months for her body to kind of heal itself, and then I noticed that Dr. Dubrow said that because she went so long, that that's why a lot of doctors don't recommend doing that, because her body has now like retracted, and then it could be difficult potentially to put any implant in there as it's healing. And especially, can you imagine, like, as your body's healing, you then go again and you cut up your body again, and truthfully, you don't know what reaction your body's going to have.
Definitely.
Like, I mean, her body, she had built up, I guess, like, scar tissue, and then there was, like, bleeding from that, and then there's always, like, inflammation and stuff like that. So I can definitely see where she was so skeptical to get this other surgery. I would definitely be skeptical as well.
Yeah, me too. But I feel it's, like, getting kicked off to a horse. You have to get him go back in. So, yeah. Heart surgery, you have to go back under the knife in those circumstances. So I'm glad that she did, because it turned out really well for her in the end.
Yeah, and then there's, like, blood flying everywhere. I'm just like, oh, wow.
That's the worst. Yeah, when the doctor's like, hey, someone, please wipe the blood off my glasses.
Yeah, which was kind of like, I've never heard of that before. I never thought something that can happen. Especially, like, with that type of procedure.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing how, like, at the end, her reveal, like, how great they looked after. Because they looked pretty bad before. And I don't understand how the skin would stretch back with that much scar tissue again. Like, it just kind of amazed me at the end.
You know what it is? I feel like she truly healed herself. I know this sounds, like, really weird, but I'm big on, like, energies. I believe, like, the whole earth was created off of energy. And I noticed that also Dr. Dubrow said she has such an incredible attitude going into it. And she was just so positive and so enlightened. And she went in with such a good mindset. And it was interesting that I've always felt that way, that if you go into something with such a great mindset, that only positive things can come your way because that's what you're attracting. And I noticed that the doctor, being a doctor, I feel like that's not something a doctor would normally say because they're the ones that they feel like are healing the patients. But he said that he felt positive towards the surgery because she was so positive. And I thought that was so important. It's such a good message for people that are down on themselves, are very negative, or like myself, if I go into something, I'm always thinking the worst case scenario, and that's my anxiety that kicks in. But she just walked in with such a positive mindset. She was like, I'm gonna walk out of here, I'm gonna have a great surgery, I'm gonna feel better about myself, I'm gonna look amazing. So I just love, that was my favorite thing about Dana, was really kind of the message that came out and how the doctor kind of reasserted what she said. And he said that it is important to go into any surgery with a positive mindset.
Yeah, it is. And you're right, it's really beautiful, and it speaks to the bigger message of mind and body connection. And it's true that our brains are part of our bodies, and we're all interconnected. And so to always be focused and go into it and fully know you're going to be okay, and that's just, it was really amazing to see that. She overcame the surgery.
It probably sped up the healing process. Like, your body, like, if you're just depressed or stressed, like, that does affect your health and your body. So it's probably better.
It's as simple as your
process.
Like,
sorry.
It's as simple as being like, I can't do something. I can't do something. You're more likely not to be able to do it.
Yeah, and especially with me having multiple surgeries, it's like you have to have a positive thing because you never know when's the last day is going to be your last. And being positive about it, you see so many negativity about surgery and doing type of procedures. It's like, look what happened to Kanye West's mother, and look what happened to other people, how they got affected, and going in positive and, you know, positive vibes, that's what you need.
There was actually a doctor, I feel terrible that I don't know his name, but it was so interesting because it's a lot like that cartoon Inside Out, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it before, where the doctor's a neurologist and he says that it's a medical fact that, you know, every second your brain is submitting, like, I believe it's like a neuron, and it goes down your vertebrae and it creates a cell, and every second that cell turns into other millions of cells. So potentially if you go into a surgery with a negative mindset and you're like, how am I going to heal? What am I going to do? I'm not going to go to work. I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be in pain. You're actually creating those cells and that thought process that's going down, and it's multi-generating in your body. And I'm sorry if I'm not using the correct terminology, but I'm sure everybody gets the gist. So it's so great that in this episode they touched on that, because it is so important when you are doing a surgery to go in with such a positive mindset, because that will affect your healing. And I, you know, we'll get into Melissa at the end, but I feel like Melissa was also very positive and very happy, and it's just beautiful to see such strong, positive, like, independent women. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
So on that note, so we will go to now number two, which is Shauna Brooks. I love Shauna. I can't even tell you on so many different levels. The twerking, the dancing, the energy. But before I get into my whole breakdown of the thoughts, ladies, tell me what you guys thought about Shauna.
Damn, she looked good. She did. I was like, oh my gosh, she looks great. Mm-hmm. And then she's the first female transgender model on a front of cover of a men's magazine. Yeah. That was really cool. And I thought she looked great. I think her cheeks did look a little bit swollen, a little bit. But I think overall, like, she didn't need too much surgery or anything, so.
Yeah, she was extremely beautiful, and most importantly, like, would breathe that beautiful. She was just so confident.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just loving life. It was awesome to see.
I like how they went to, like, a burlesque thing before they went. And, like, she even mentioned she had 22 surgeries.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
That's a lot. And for her to keep going and doing it, that's, like, really, in my opinion, awesome, because you're willing to do more, but you still know, hey, there could be risk factors. But I thought, like, her going into the burlesque thing was kind of fun. She even had her heels on.
That was fun. But that was also very telling. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, okay, this is probably not going to go the way we think it's going to go, because whenever they stall her talking to the doctors, her being doing all these steps that you see with other patients, I'm thinking, oh, this might not actually happen. And I was right. They weren't able to operate, which was interesting to see. So I'll let you explain a little more on that, because I feel like you had a good understanding about the swelling and all that.
Yeah. So for those of you that were watching that didn't quite understand what happened, so basically the story with Shauna Brooks is that she had saline injections. She said, so basically, I guess, in their demographic, they get it injected in their cheeks, in their breasts.
Yeah. She said.
At age 14, wow. She started taking the transitional hormone medication, which she said was off the black market, which that in itself is, like, extremely disturbing that you're going to take that kind of like a medication and it's going to be off the black market. You don't really know the side effects. You don't even really know what you're taking. Like, is it really hormone medicine? Are you taking like rat poison? Like, it could be absolutely anything. And that's very scary and very alarming. So for anybody watching at home, please make sure if you guys ever take any kind of medication at all, you definitely take it from a prescribed legitimate doctor. So yeah, so she had the injections in her cheek. And so basically what the doctors recommended is that they were going to do steroid and cortisone injections. Now, of course, they said that they weren't able to do it themselves because it's something that you have to consistently do in small increments. And so basically what those injections would do is it would take down any extra inflammation. So obviously she wanted those great perky cheeks. She wanted like the high cheekbones. She just felt like they were a little bit too big. I would say they kind of look chipmunky.
Especially when she smiles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So because there is a foreign entity in the body is attacking it like it is a foreign disease, so it's causing inflammation from the body attacking it, so it's adding like that extra swelling. So basically inevitably what these cortisone and steroid injections would do is that it would get rid of the inflammation, so she'll still have that fullness on her cheeks, but they wouldn't be so high. And of course, I mean, that is kind of her only option, mm-hmm. because it is an injection, and I don't believe there's any way that you can like dilute that or anything like that. And I think he also said there's like the sensories right there, so any surgery that could go south would leave her face literally like frozen, mm-hmm. which...
So this is going to be like an ongoing process. Every ever so months, she's going to have to go in and get that. Is, I guess, injection is what you're saying? So like needles?
Yeah, so it's like a diluted, it's a cortisone injection with steroid in it. And basically, from, you know, past experience of people that have done this as well, basically they don't want to overdo it because it can cause your face to like cave in. Mm-hmm. So they can only do little treatments at a time and watch... and give the inflammation, I think it's like, they give it like 1 to 2 weeks between steroid treatments to let the inflammation go down. But in her case, I mean, that is best case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is she gonna do? She's gonna go cut up her face, and where are they gonna begin? Yeah. It's injections in her face. It's not like an actual implant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is why I like Dr. Nassif and Dr. DeBrill, because they won't do it, but they gave her options. They gave her, okay, you live in Virginia, but we're gonna find one of the best doctors out there so you can do this mm-hmm. on weekly basis or a month basis, whatever you need.
Yeah.
And that's something that you don't hear a lot from a lot of doctors. Some doctors are just like, well, I'm sorry, or like, yeah, let's do it because they're money hungry. But these guys are willing to take care of their patients, even though if it's not their own or just somebody who needs help or recommendation, and that's what they're there for.
Yeah, they're extremely, extremely honest, and that's always so refreshing. Yeah. I love when they talk to their patients. I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. I really trust you. I would be willing to put my hands, and I mean my body, in your hands.
Yeah.
But actually, I want to speak about the transgender thing that you were saying. Yes, she got all this stuff off the black market, and I mean, it's obviously definitely not a good choice, but for some people, it is their only choice. They want to make this transition, and they can't necessarily afford the right medication. I think that's a huge issue in the transgender community, and I actually believe that's why Caitlyn Jenner got a lot of backlash, because they were showing kind of this beautiful, rich, and famous person who was able to do it with all the money, and a lot of people don't have those means. So I think that's why she was in that situation now, but thank God it's all taken care of now. She looks
incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She really does.
Like, she had the whole glam down and the eyelashes down, and it's okay. So my absolute favorite part of this entire scene, because we've always seen the doctors being, you know, very goofy and mm-hmm. funny and like things. So there's like the part where he puts the latex in and he sticks his finger in her mouth, and her friend made that like inappropriate comment, and his face, I was not expecting that. He was so serious. He's like, I'm a professional. Like, please, like, while I'm working, during my work hours, please don't do that. So at first I actually thought he was completely joking, but then when I realized he was serious, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. But what was interesting is that he did that, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the confessional, in the actual, when she was doing it, he was just kind of like giving her the side eye.
He's like, don't do that.
Yeah, but in confessional, he was really mad. He was like, no, I'm a professional, this cannot happen. But then it's like, where do you put the line? Because in the scene before, they're twerking on him and he's kind of laughing. The other doctor's twerking on him as well. So it's always kind of like, what's funny, what's not? When are we professional, when are we not?
Yeah.
So I don't really know the answer to that.
Yeah. I think it's just like the hitting on them, like while they're doing exams, especially if they're doing like you know, breast exams or just anything, the doctors don't want to be hit on.
Like, well, also, I think you don't want to be laughing. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God. And the friend literally turns around and goes, he's single. And his face was like,
oh, no, no.
He was like, no, no, no.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so here's my thing is, like, I like to be comical sometimes. I like to make, from time to time, I'll make inappropriate jokes. Obviously not when I'm working. No, actually, sometimes when I'm working as well. But, yeah. So there is that, like, fine line. So it's kind of like, you know, they did the twerking. They were joking around. They make their own comments. But then he was, like, so offended. Mm-hmm. But I can see where he's kind of, like, it's questioning him as, like, a doctor. Yeah. So when he's actually in the exam room being serious. But then you can't blame, you know, Shauna Brooks and her friend.
They're just trying to have fun.
When they're just trying to have fun. Yeah. You know, he's calling himself the Lebanese Stallion. I don't know if he didn't actually do that in front of them, but he did refer to himself.
Yeah.
He's like, Dr. DeBro is like a little white pony, but I'm a Lebanese Stallion.
I think it's knowing when you can make those jokes. So when they're sitting down at the table and having that conversation,
yeah,
they're both serious because they want to assess the situation. After that, before there's a moment before they go into the exam room, so then they can laugh. And I think that's the line. So when he's actually needs to concentrate and, like, put his fingers in her mouth to see, like, what's going on with her cheeks, that's a moment where you can't be joking around because you need him to do his job for the patient's sake as well.
Yeah, I totally cannot relate to this in a way because when I had a surgery, like I was said down there last week, and my doctor was examining the pulse, I just started laughing and he got mad. He goes, "You cannot laugh. Like, I need to do this because I need to make sure this is working."
Yeah, but you're nervous.
I'm just like, I'm very ticklish, so
yeah.
I could get that point, and like you guys said, when's the time and place to have a good time and not? And
Let your doctor concentrate. Just let them concentrate. It's easier.
So they can actually feel, like, the nerves and everything inside what's going on, because if she's messing around, it's going to lose his concentration on what he's trying to figure out what I should do with her her cheeks.
So now, okay, so we're going to move on to Melissa, who is last but certainly not least. So she had a ruptured implant, I believe it was her left breast. And the scene where he takes out the implant,
that looked like diarrhea.
Okay, forget, it's funny because before he said diarrhea, my first initial thought was, you know when you go to, like, the fountain machines and they have those Coca-Cola bags with, like, the sugar?
Oh, yeah.
And that's how they make the fountain drinks. It's literally like a bag of syrup. He's, like, taking it out, and I swear to God, it was like, this looks like a bag of syrup. Mm-hmm. Like, she literally went and had a procedure done, and they put a bag of, like, Coca-Cola syrup in her breast. It was disgusting. I'm sorry. Like, it was just terrible on so many different levels. And what's even more frightening is that was her first surgery. So the fact that she had that kind of a reaction on her first surgery, like, how would you guys feel if that happened to you?
I would have gone to the doctor right away. If it just looked, like you said, it was looked different, and I'm just, like, confused why. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you have to do your research on breast implants, breast, you know, surgery, what's the effects and everything. You want to be able to be aware. And to be quite honest, when he pulled that out, it kind of reminded me of, like, Starbucks coffee. I was like, sorry, I know some people drink Starbucks coffee. I personally don't, but that's what it reminded me of. I'm just like, oh, okay, but I've never seen that before, ever. Have you guys?
Well, she said that right after the surgery, it looked different. I would be pissed because I'm like, I just paid for this, and you're going to, like, my boobs look a mess.
Well, she said she talked to the doctor, and the doctor said that something about the inflammation, but it ended up being that she had, like, a ruptured blood vessel or something, and then that had built up inflammation. And then he said, oh, it'll even out.
Yeah.
Like, for sure, if a doctor told me, if I walked in looking like this, and he's like, it'll even out in a couple weeks, I would literally lose my mind.
Well, what I thought was crazy is that I can maybe buy the fact that, okay, they're at this height, they'll go down, gravity. So I'm like, okay, maybe that's possible. In what world is your boob or anything going to just magically go up? That just makes no sense. Yeah.
Besides laying down on, you know.
Like, he's like, it's just going to magically go up? Like, that was insane to me.
I want to know if she sued that doctor.
Yeah.
That's something we don't often hear about.
Yeah.
We hear all these botched procedures, but you're right, we don't.
Yeah,
not the after show, because this is the after show, but you know what I mean? Like, the botch, like, spinoff of going after the doctor.
So, was it actually that she had a botched procedure, or did her body just react to it and the doctor didn't handle it well? Because if you remember, Dr. DeBrow said that normally he sees something like this happening when there's multiple surgeries and your body just kind of like, listen, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop cutting me, stop nipping me, stop tucking me. Mm-hmm. But she had done like what was called a lollipop lift with implants. So it could have potentially just been her body reacting to it, but obviously the doctor did not handle it well at all. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate that you literally only do something once. She's a mother. She just went through a divorce, which honestly my heart went out for her when she was telling her story.
So sad.
Because she said, you know, she's doing it for her own self-confidence. So she goes in to have one procedure, and it doesn't look like she takes the easy way out. She works out. Her body looks incredible. She's ripped.
Jack.
She works hard. So it's ultimately that, you know, she gained a lot of weight when she had kids. And sometimes when you lose that weight, you get sagging. So she was just trying to correct something. She wasn't trying to be, you know, we've talked about those people that want, like, purple skin or, like, 3,800cc breasts. She's just that normal woman that gives birth to life and does something so incredible. And, you know, one of the side effects is that your body doesn't return the same. So it's so sad, like, for her to have gone through that when all she just wanted was to go back to looking normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, well, she finally did after the end of the episode, which is good.
Yeah.
It was, a challenge, like you're saying. And again, you're saying she's so focused, so give her that. And I assume also she's very muscular. And some people think that just because you're muscular doesn't make you beautiful, and strong is beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she also wants her boobs to be big. So she was a great inspiration, I think. Like,
and I think she was a fitness competitor, because they kept saying, like, the next competition, she's like, I lose weight, 30 pounds here, and then I gain it back, or I lose it, like that. Like, so I think, like, how do you go out there, like, with the bathing suit, and your boobs are lopsided? Like,
she said, her friend said something about a glue something. I'm pretty sure they were probably gluing on, like, those little fishlets.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen those little fish cutlets?
Love those.
That's crazy.
I own one or two of those. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too.
Well, something that really caught my eye is that she, like you guys said, when she does lose the weight, is she afraid that her boobs will lose too? Because she did mention that when she did do these competitions, her boobs would go down. So she was confused why. And now we know why.
Well, also too, when you're working out, because my sister is also really big into fitness. And yes, strong is beautiful. My sister also has ripped arms and she looks absolutely incredible. Mother of two. I guess when you're doing a lot of push-ups and a lot of, like, arm pull-ups, you naturally build that muscle, so it also lifts it up. So I can imagine when they're in competition and they're probably working out twice a day, every day until competition, drinking tons of water, naturally your body isn't going to look exactly the same. And that goes both ways. Have you seen those, like, Victoria's Secret model after shows? They all say that the way they look on the runway is not how they always look. They go into, like, 2 months of, like, rigorous training, boxing, cardio, and they drink like a gallon to like 2 gallons of water a day. So anytime you're in a competition, you're obviously going to look a lot different than you are normally. But I think he actually said it worked out better, because he ended up putting like an extra shot glass, I think he called it, of like the actual implant. Mm-hmm. So it ended up filling it up more. So, I mean, she looked incredible, but 6 weeks of not going to the gym, that must have been hard.
She's still got muscle.
Especially if you're used to it. It's
like, yeah.
I can't imagine my body fluctuating that much. 30 pounds? That's a lot to have your body shift that way. And it was even a challenge for the doctor as well, because he's like, wait, I need to shape this woman and figure out what breast size fits her best. But her body shifts so much. So it was really cool seeing him kind of make that decision and just decide to split the difference.
And then putting one implant in, lifting her up, trying to see what works. Okay, take it down. Let's do this one. It was just like, I feel like it was more of like, I don't want to compare this like as like a, like a, how we go to the store and check out clothes and stuff.
But, anyway.
But in a way, it was kind of like, does this t-shirt look good on me? Okay, let me change it and let me get a different size something like that. So, which was kind of cool and interesting that he kept doing that.
It was crazy seeing him, like, put the fingers in the breast. I'm like, does this fit? Does not fit?
Let me feel it. Maybe this will work. Yeah. And I'm just like,
I'm starting, oh, like, are you guys starting to get, like, immune to certain things?
Like, no, really? I'm not. Like, I've seen literally every season. We're now episode 3 and season 4. And every time I cringe. Like, I'm that person. I'm telling you, when I go to get my blood drawn, like, once a year, I freak out. I'm like, is it, they're like, we're done. I'm like, okay. And I can't see that. Ironically, I do love this show because I'm all about like before and afters and like people feeling better about themselves. But it's so funny. His favorite, I mean, Dr. DeBrow says the funniest things.
He's hilarious.
He's hilarious. So I was going to say the S word, but, you know, I'm not going to say that. He's literally freaking hilarious. And the funniest thing he said, he goes, I'm not your white knight. Like, don't come in here thinking I'm going to, like, rescue you like a Cinderella story. So I love that he sets it up where their expectations aren't, like, up here. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he does it for, like, psychological reasons. He doesn't want them to expect the world because you can't. You have no idea how your body's going to react. Because what is he doesn't have like a crystal ball to know like mm-hmm. are you gonna get I think he said it's called HEMA.
I forget, but there are a lot of complications involved in anything that yeah. they do because again they're not starting from scratch. They're yeah. fixing they're doing botched procedures. Yeah. Fixing botched
they're
procedures.
They're unbotching.
Unbotching.
You know, there's something that I'm really curious about while we're watching this. The people that he does or they both do, I wonder if they actually have people that are not successful when they do the surgeries. I just Ooh. Wonder, like, is there any non-successful surgeries that they've done? You know, that's just, that's
have
just
the
me.
Botched doctors
yeah.
botched
as, yeah, botched something, well. Or, like, they couldn't do it while doing surgery, so they had to, like, tell them, hey, we tried it, but it didn't work. I'm just curious mm-hmm. on if that's ever happened to them.
I don't know, because they, I feel like they don't take on a challenge that they know they can't. Take. I don't know.
That's smart about that.
Yeah, they're really smart about the challenges that they take on. Because you, again, like we see them sometimes being like, no, we're not going to operate on you. This is yeah. not smart. So I think there must be a fine line. Maybe mm-hmm. not to say they've never made mistakes. Of mm-hmm. course they have. We all have. But at least on the show where they're not showing us. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, in any case, they're going into something that's already a disaster with the intention of helping. So I'm sure for legal reasons, there's probably like releases they have to sign and stuff like that. And I'm sure that I wouldn't want, like, if I was having someone help me and I knew that it wasn't their fault, but I had some, like, adverse, insane reaction, I don't think I would want that. Actually, that's not true. I think I would want that. But I'm different. That's because I feel like it's good to put yourself out there and make yourself vulnerable and teach someone from, like, your mistakes. But I can imagine maybe someone's like, I don't want, you know, if they had, like, some crazy reaction or their body went, you know, there's so many different things that can happen in, like, all these surgeries. They might be like, hey, you know what? I don't want you to put this live on the air.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perhaps.
They probably do have some patients who are like, okay, no, I don't want this to, you know, on air. But then, again, at the end of the episode, it says, if you want to sign up for botch, go here. So
yeah, I don't know, because at the end of the day, think of it, they first show, then you have a whole crew following them around. It costs a lot of money to follow them around, so I'm wondering if their contract, they're like, no, regardless, we own this footage. But I think we're getting kind of too much in, like, network type of territory. We should get back to the...
Yeah. Okay, so we have such an awesome segment coming up for you guys. We decided that we're going to do a botched or not botched segment, where basically we're going to show you a bunch of celebrities or people in the limelight and their botched stories, and then we're going to decide, us and you guys at home, what you guys think. So Stacey's going to take the lead on this. Stacey, go ahead.
Okay, guys, so the first person that recently got some surgeries is, she's 53 years old now, Courtney Cox, and recent photos surfaced of her. This is her before picture up here, and then her most recent picture.
Oh, that was her before.
This is her after picture. This is her most recent.
Oh,
this is
okay.
What she looks like now, and she's on a red carpet here. And a lot of people were like, did she go too far on this?
She definitely, like, what we see, I don't think is plastic surgery. I think it's cosmetic surgery, so a lot of fillers and things like that. That's yeah. when you see her really, her lips are fuller, her cheeks are filled. But I think either she got it really recently and is kind of too swollen up to be on her carpet, or the dosha is just too much. It looks like it needs to...
Just look like she potted way too hard.
Yeah, too much, and it seemed like it got frozen. So there's just too much going on, and hopefully it'll start to go down.
Yeah, because I feel like she's so beautiful, and she would have aged, like, gracefully. Like, she's so pretty and just naturally beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So
honestly, it just breaks my heart, because I love Courtney Cox so much. I'm, like, the most diehard Friends lover. Mm-hmm. And to see, like... That doesn't look just like injections. That mm-hmm. looks like there's a lot more going on in the cheek area.
Surgery?
And listen, I don't know if it's surgery. I don't want to, like, assume something, but just from the looks of her cheeks, it looks a lot like Shauna Brooks, to be honest. Like, doesn't look like a subtle, like, you know, I guess for the fillers, for the cheek, there's something like Voluma or, like, all these other injections you can do. And, I mean, she's an A-list actress. I'm sure she went to the best of the best doctors, but this definitely doesn't look like a subtle injection. And I mean, it's so hard because who are we to sit here and judge her? I mean, she's an A-list actress that has spent her whole life being a part of like one of the biggest sitcoms. And then you're actually, while you're an actress, you're not really allowed to do a lot of cosmetic stuff to yourself because you have to look normal.
Natural.
So I can
and
imagine.
Like your character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine she's getting older, she's feeling insecure, so she, you know, resorted to the stuff on her face. But then there's people like Sofia Vergara that look absolutely stunning. You know, I'm sure she does some upkeep as anybody would do, but it's all about being subtle and like really less is more. And it just, it looks like
it's
more
just too
took,
much. Yeah.
More definitely took the trophy on this one.
Well, I did a little research on her a few days ago, and ironically, I was watching Wendy Williams, and she mentioned this, and she, and Courtney Cox actually did an interview with Life in Style, saying that she regrets doing this.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, I have some quotes from that too.
Because she told a magazine, she said, "I grew up thinking the appearance was the most important thing. That's kind of sad because it got me in trouble. I was trying so hard to keep up, and I actually made things worse." Oh. And then she goes on to say, "Well, what would end up happening is that you go to the doctor, and who would say you look great? But what would help is a little more injection here or filler there." And then she went on to say, "The next thing you know, you're layered and layered and layered." Oh. So I feel.
Well, the good thing is that, correct me if I'm wrong, this, it will swell down. Yeah. It's not permanent, correct?
Hopefully. I mean,
I have no idea what she did. I mean, if this is like what Shauna Brooks said, and it's silicone, there's no way to dissolve it. Mm-hmm. If it's any kind of a filler, I forget the name of it, there's a dissolvent that I heard is extremely painful, and you can actually like dissolve any kind of filler. But I feel like if that was the case, then she would have dissolved it.
Right. Yeah. I just think that she just put, you know, fillers in. I don't think she did any plastic surgery. It just looks like fillers that are not healed yet and just need to be calmed down.
Maybe even a facelift a little bit because her eyes were pulled back.
Well, I think this is a case we'll wait and see. We'll see in a few years what she looks like and decide from there. Who else do we have on our list?
Then we have Kylie Jenner.
Oh, everybody's favorite, Kylie Jenner.
Only 19 years old. And she admitted on the show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that she did get lip fillers. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are wondering, you know, did she get more things done?
Yes.
Like, so, I mean, now, here's what she looks like.
This is what I'm confused. We know she got the lips done. But if you look at her eyes before, they were smaller.
They were.
And now if you go back to the current, how she looks now, her eyes look wider and huger. So I'm confused if she just grew, you know, as you grow older, everything changes.
Changes, yeah.
But I'm wondering if she did something with her eyes, like, because you could do surgery with anything these days.
Well, with this girl, I mean, in the Kardashians in general, there's always a lot of scrutiny on, like, what have they got done. Right. And I'm kind of torn, because I feel like she admitted to the lips because she kind of had to. Like, that was one that you can't lie about, and we really, really saw a change. Like, that's not something she'd be like, oh, it just happened overnight. No one would believe her. Right. And I kind of feel like there's other stuff. There's definitely some fillers and stuff like that in there that she doesn't admit to, because you know what? She doesn't really need to. No one's forcing her to. It's her body. It's her life.
Right.
People say it's makeup, it's contouring, but I find that hard to believe. Her face barely moves, and her butt is just getting bigger and bigger by the minute.
Well,
she looks like a cartoon.
You know what the problem is that you'll hear so many people say they didn't have butt implants, but it's not implants. So what they're saying is that they didn't physically cut up, you know, get those little stitches up and then add an implant. But there's, you know, we've talked about this literally on, I think, every single Botched After show, is there's that new fat transfer.
Mm-hmm.
So technically you're not getting surgery, because the way they do is they suck out your fat with a needle from one location and they like stick it into your butt.
Mm-hmm.
So then technically, if you're going by the exact description, it's still considered surgery, but they don't consider it surgery because they're not surgically getting cut up. You're inserting fat that wasn't there and creating it yourself, so it wasn't natural.
Right.
That's what I think she got, because if you look at her pictures, like when, 17, her body was straight.
Yeah.
In a bikini. It was straight. And now it's curved. It's big. She looks great.
I think she looks great.
You know.
Yeah.
So is that the difference between plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery?
No, I'm not. I don't even know the definition. I'm saying that a lot of people, like I'll even hear girls that say that, is that they don't think that the liposuction, because there's like different kinds. There's like an invasive kind where you like go under the knife and you're out. And then there's the kind that are like you literally can apparently do it in like 2 hours.
So in and out of the doctor. And
yeah,
just
they literally
the
like suck it out and then they like inject it back in. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's at least for Kylie, my thought is that she's actually grown up. I'm not backing her up. If there's any Kylie haters out there, just take a breath. Take a breath. Take a moment.
This is your opinion.
But I do think that she has grown up and mm-hmm. she has developed, and just naturally over time with like eating, when you become sexually active, your hormones change. So it's so funny. Like I'll see so many before and afters with people and they're like, oh my God, look, she did this and this and this and this. It's like, no, she just got older. Like they yeah. always pick at Angelina Jolie, who I feel like has been completely honest about everything she's done. But it's like, no, she went from being 13 to being 20. She's having sex. Her hormones are changing. Her body's changing. She's eating more. I mean, Kylie used to be a twig. She's not still a twig. She's like a voluptuous girl. Now, I think she also admitted to like getting her boobs done, or I don't know if...
Oh, really?
That was a fact. I read that somewhere. I don't know if that was a fact. So before we all go thinking it's a fact.
I've seen so many rumors about that, but I've never seen her admit to it.
Yeah. The only thing I think for sure she did is obviously she admitted to her lips. I do think she got some kind of like an eyebrow injection lift.
Oh, okay.
Everything else, I feel like it is makeup and contouring. Because even if, think, if you're like lift your brows a little bit, like look how much it opens your eye up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that will explain.
That's probably explain the eye.
But that's also, that's not surgery. So that's why she'll say, I never had surgery because she got injections, which... You know, like you said, what is that considered? Is that just
it's
a cosmetic?
Loophole. I think it's a Hollywood loophole of just be like, no, it's natural, but you're going to the doctor all the time and getting like these nips and tucks and stuff. Yeah. But you know what? Let her do what she has to do. She has a whole beauty empire. I can't talk today.
Empire. And I'm honestly, I'm not justifying the fact that she's done these things to herself at such a young age, because I feel like she should have waited to like see what her face develops into. Mm-hmm. But she was always, like, the rotten stepchild. They always would call her, like, the ugly Kardashian or, like, she's not a Kardashian, technically she's a Jenner. But you would always see that they would make comments about how she's not as pretty as, like, Khloe, and especially her older sister, Kendall. Mm-hmm. So I feel like now she's, like, kind of blossoming and it's her time to, like, shine and everyone just wants to, like, put a little bit of shade on her.
Yeah, and that's so hard growing up. Like, I mean, that family growing up and everyone's so beautiful. Like, and she is pretty. Yeah. I think she was so cute, but that's probably the pressure is, like,
and I think
intense.
She gets very intense and she gets criticized for, like, oh, my gosh, she's just 17. She's just 18. I don't even know how old she is now, but...
She's 19.
But she's doing things at a really young age early, but she has been technically an adult a lot. She doesn't live like your typical teenage life. You know, she's taking business meetings. She is in the limelight. She has been forced to grow up a lot faster. So, and that kind of comes with the territory with her surroundings and her brand.
And that's funny you make a point, because I was telling Stacey earlier that I would watch random YouTube videos, and I was watching this episode of a show, and they were talking about how this doctor did breast implants on his own daughter at 17, 18, and people were going to get permission slips to get their nose done, saying, is it okay? So this is something that's happened before, but it's just Kylie that's in the limelight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy about the dad, because it's like, I think I'm torn.
Why would you want that for your daughter, though?
Why would you want that for your daughter? Yeah. But if that's your dad's job,
that's his job,
you would want, wouldn't you want him to operate on you? It's so crazy, right? Because I would never want my dad to do it, but if there's
maybe
for the
he's
job,
stuck. Maybe she's like, either dad, you're going to do it, or I'm going to go to somebody else. Yeah. And he's like, she's 17, and like a year she's going to go to someone else, charge her $15,000, and it's going to look terrible, or I could just do it myself and make sure she actually at least likes it
and have an eye on it
and takes care of it.
Wow, that's so twisted.
Yeah.
But it's Twilight Zone.
But like, can you imagine?
I guess
as a doctor, you don't really like see them as like sexual anymore. They're just like a piece of
body part. I think you like become immune to it, and it's just like a body part.
Like, and cutting your own daughter's part. Okay, I think.
Yeah.
Good. All right, enough on that topic. Let's go to the next one.
Next is Kim Zolciak, who's 39 years old and from Real Housewives of Atlanta and Don't Be Tardy. She's really open about having plastic surgery and having, like, wearing her wigs, of course. It's really popular for her. She's always talking about her wigs. And then also she said she also had, she's done her lips, and she has been getting Botox, but then a lot of people are saying she's gotten her nose job and other things done, and she's like, I haven't done that. And then she's had tummy tucks, of course, because she has, like, 5 kids, so.
Well, the nose is something that's more and more popular. People are not necessarily getting nose jobs or surgery, but again, like, they're getting the fillers, and fillers can make your nostrils smaller. If you have, like, a little
and then
bump.
There's that technicality again, that it's not surgery.
Yeah.
It's just, injections or whatnot. So,
I think she looks great now. Yeah. Way better now that she did it than before, because before she totally looks like total that's bomb, like blonde bombshell, total 90s type of thing. And now she's like, you know, edgy. I think she looks great. Her daughter's like her twin as well. And I remember I was watching one episode and the daughter wanted to get stuff like that. And she was like, hell no, you're not.
Mm-hmm. I think her daughter's gotten some stuff done.
But I think,
definitely. Mm-hmm. I think she looks great. I understand why these people, I mean, they're all getting surgeries though, or non-invasive surgeries, because it's like you're on television. Like, the pressure is like intense, you know?
And I think that's how it is, like in Hollywood world.
Yeah, it's how you make your money too. Yeah, like,
I think she looks incredible. She's obviously lost a ton of weight. Mm-hmm. If you guys saw her when she was on the reality TV show versus now, I follow her on Instagram. She looks amazing. She works out. She's got kids. She's just popping off babies left and right. She's got her gorgeous, like, young husband. Mm-hmm. Like, she's got the dream. The only thing, it's like, it's kind of a catch-22 for me, is I can see where you get insecure and you have all this pressure of, like, being on TV and people talking about the way you look. Like, look, we're sitting here talking about the way they look. If they happen to watch this, they're like, oh, well, she said, you know, that my face is fat and maybe I need to, like, work out. I mean, we didn't say that, but I give an example. So, I've always been a believer and you should do what makes you feel comfortable, and I've always said in moderation, but then also too, she's in the limelight, so what are we teaching young kids out there, or young girls that haven't even literally given their chance, like their body, the chance to develop?
There's a lot of like 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds that look like they're 20, and when I was 14, I did not look like that.
All right, guys, so we hope you guys liked our botched or not botched session. We're going to try it again for you guys next week as well. If you guys have any suggestions, feel free to comment it on our YouTube video below, and we'll go ahead and add them integrate them into our botched or no botched. So thank you guys so much for tuning in again. I'm Lena Nori. You can find me on Instagram at Lena Nori and on Twitter at Lena Nori _. And Stacey?
I'm Stacey Olivas. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram at Stacey Olivas.
Guys, thank you so much for watching. I'm Juliet. You can find me on Instagram at Bonjour Juliet.
And I'm Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr with 3 R's at the end.
And we will see you next week for episode 4.
Yay. Make sure you tune in.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.